views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I was just talking with Julia Griffin. Well, first of all, first and foremost, let me say, is that we are going to be talking about what it means to create, but what it means to co-create. And that has to do with the power of interconnection. It's a speaker series. It's exciting. We're going to tell you about it. And I want to first say hi to Mr. Benny. Hello, B.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Well, we're gonna be coming in there tomorrow. The gang of us be coming
Sweet.
In. I know. We're going to be coming in. Because part of what happens is there is a way to connect. But here's the question for Julia. When we look at creating a speaker series that is so focused on the powers of the inner self. I love that. The powers of the inner self. What happens to those that actually organize and create this through the energy, the vibration, and the messages of 20 brilliant speakers as they share their understanding of what the inner self has meant? Many, many disciplines, you're going to hear about that today, but you should know this about Julia for sure. You've heard her. You've heard her show. You know what her message is about. You know, beyond being an intuitive healer, an amazing individual that is not just helping herself, changing herself, but helping others manifest and teaching folks, teaching us what she has learned and what she has realized from the messages and from the experience of living with the wolves. One of my favorite things to talk about. But today, and I have to say, one of the least knowledgeable aspects of what I actually have learned in 15 years. But today is about that inner part of us. And what is it about these 20 talks, these 20 people, that is so profoundly important as we look at moving into 2020? So 2020 and 20 is what we're talking about, but we're also talking about the power of interconnection. Julia, it's great to have you here.
God, it's always wonderful to be on your show. In answer to your first question, when I look for people, I look to see if they are expressing their inner genius, if they want to share it with other people, and if they can talk through their hearts. So in interviewing all these people, their genius is different from my genius. Because that's part of what's coming together right now in the spiritual world, is we all have different highly individual facets of genius or our own specific way of seeing life, which is incredibly beautiful, and we're learning to put them together. But all of these speakers really raised my vibration. Sometimes they express truth that I already know a lot about. Sometimes they express just little snippets of truth that made me wake up more. But what I found every time I finished an interview is I would go like, wow, I'm working so much, but I just feel great. There's more light in my life. I feel so uplifted by people who are hopeful about the future and can offer real solutions, and they're doing it. You know, that's a beautiful world there.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that, Julia. You know, here's what one of the things I'm really struck by. First of all, I had a friend send me a lot of information about the planets for next year and the year after, and the fact that, believe me, I am not an astrology expert, but Jupiter now moving into Capricorn, where I have four planets and a moon. But here's the thing I know, aside from all of that, myself, others, you, the people you just described, we are being called. And it's not always clear to us what we're being called forward to do, but you are called to put this together. Can you describe the energy that is underneath this summit?
The energy underneath it is about how can we move into more light and how can we do it in a practical way. As far out as some of the things I talk about, like talking to wolves and talking to plants, I like to focus on the practical side of life. If I understand more what's going on to us spiritually, like we go through periods of darkness to learn how to work on the parts of ourselves that still respond to it. We go through challenges because that's how we develop our strengths. But at the same time, there's this beautiful light that's coming down, and all of us experience being in a cloud or being in a pocket sometimes when we are in the light and life is so beautiful we can't believe it. Well, if we're all moving through these three same realities, we need to know how to navigate together, and we need to know how to navigate the parts of ourselves that are learning and where we have to grow. And it was really exciting for me to study so many different topics. Like one is on musical notes. You can listen to Joe Mattson's music and help yourself stay in a higher vibration. Another one is alchemical plant tinctures, and you can find out how to get them. But there is one that helps you to stay aligned with your inner self that I'm taking. So there are a lot of shortcuts to holding this higher consciousness, because that's what we all need.
And, you know, I love that we are talking about the collective and the community, because I think that for me, as I look at some of the things that we're involved with and what our amazing folks are doing here, including you, and especially you in this, you are bringing people together. You're bringing people together. And for me, there's an energy that is hungry for that, hungry to bring people together. And I wonder from your perspective, if you could talk a little bit about, as you're bringing this together and as you were creating it, how have you, through this process, not only changed, but how have you been pleasantly or openly or otherwise surprised? Like, what were your aha moments?
The first thing that I loved was the absolute generosity of the speakers. When you do a summit, you don't know if anyone will ever contact you or not. And they all gave wholeheartedly. It was never about, oh, maybe a whole lot of people will sign up for my newsletter, or, you know, maybe I'll make money by doing this. No, these people were devoted to what they do, and they spoke through their heart, and they shared that with me. And that was such an encouraging experience. The other thing is that if you do a summit, you probably double your workload for about 6 weeks. And it surprised me that I love doing this so much that I really didn't mind giving up all my free time. So that will tell you a lot about the vibration.
And, you know, isn't it fascinating when you're really stepping out and doing what you love? It's as if time stands still, doesn't it? Isn't it seem that?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the people that I know who have never spoken before in the summit, when we did our interview, she's like, oh, my gosh, are you always like this? And I said, well, I'm always like this when I'm doing spiritual work because I love it. I said, I'm like everyone. I'm a human some of the time. But, you know, this really lights me up.
You know, there are a couple of things that I want to talk about in terms of what we actually learn. I learn something every day from the folks that I get to chat with. You know, I did really two short interviews this morning that I do for a good news segment. And I was in awe at what we're doing in the world of science and, you know, innovation. But I want to ask you this. There has to be some information that people have shared through this summit that probably shocked you. For me, when I found out that we now live in the most anxious, really one of the top countries, anxiety-ridden people. I just thought, how can we in the spiritual community probably share some of the tools? What did you discover in hearing some of these folks talk?
Well, every single person shares tools to get through mm-hmm. it. And one of the fascinating things that Pamela Osley talks about is your aura and how the power of your aura defines how you feel about life. And we talked about parallel universes and past lifetimes. That was interesting. Mark Borax, who is a soul astrologer, one thing that he said, and I thought this was fascinating, I said, you know, the more I awaken, the more aware I become, but I'm also more emotional. I probably feel my emotions 10 times as much, and I've always been a passionate person. He said, you're feeling that because the people who are the forerunners are feeling it for the collective. He said, if you feel sad because a tree is cut down, he said, you are mourning for all of nature and for the planet's loss. So people who are already out there in the spiritual world, that's why everything is so intense for us. We're not just feeling it for ourselves, we're feeling it for the people who are sleeping as well.
I find that so interesting because I think what's happening, you know, I'm not sure, you know, from your perspective or what was shared in the summit, but we'll talk about that. What I'm sensing is people can't explain why they're feeling a little bit down, let's just say, a little bit down. And I think that you just nailed it by talking about the fact that perhaps, you know, these folks that I'm referring to are absorbing a lot of what's in the outside world. So I would imagine that some of the tools that were shared are tools to help us, those people out there. Many of our listeners are empaths, so they pick up a lot of things. But we are absorbing a lot of things that are really weighing heavy on our heart, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Because, you know, I mean, I dream sometimes about trees being cut down and I wake up weeping. I mean, that's never happened to me before.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's that kind of thing. My emotional reactions are so strong right now. But if I know that I'm doing that for everyone and I say, okay, let's clear the emotion, let's see it being different in the future, that helps. Going to your heart helps. Thinking about your higher self helps. We have another one that's in there about clearing your generational energy and your ancestors. That's Shannon Willis, and that helps. You know, if you clear your ancestors and you understand that a lot of the energy you have isn't yours, but your ancestral line.
Mm. You know, it's funny you mentioned this. Let's talk about this when we come back, because I woke up, oh, it had to be last week. I woke up with this vision of the Amazon burning. And I had to really check in, you know, with my guides as to what that was about, you know, past lives. But more importantly, the visual of that, what it tends to mean. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you've brought together, these people, and what is it about the power of that inner connection and the series that you've created. What is it about that that will either call us forward or also make us more reflective of perhaps what we're not doing? That's just me talking, not Julia. I can't wait to hear what she says about this. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled to have Julia Griffin joining us here today because she has created this phenomenal speaker series. And I want to take a moment before we talk further about it. First of all, how can folks find out more about you? But let's also talk about how they can find out more about this upcoming speaker series.
Okay. It is a long URL. Get to the website for this. So what I'm going to recommend is that you just email me, onetrueself@gmail.com, and I will also put something on my Facebook page, Julia B. Griffin 9, on Facebook, and you can find it there. That's probably the easiest way, because I think the URL is something like onetrueself.powerofinterconnection.
You're right. It is long. But we'll also be talking about that as well. Okay. This experience for you, right, you have set out to create something. And I would imagine that what was created is somewhat different. But I want to ask you about this, because sometimes when we hear about a series or we hear about a webinar or we hear about an event, you know, we all think that these are one size fits all and they are for everybody. Tell us about who the audience is for this. You know, is this going to resonate with everybody, or does it have a very specific message?
It has a very specific audience, and that is for people who are interested in spiritual growth. We have talks about angels, talks about abundance, talks about astrology, mythology, music, healing with acutonics. It's a very wide range of material that goes from beginner to esoterica. And so if you're on your path and you know that where the light is where you're going and you are called and you're awakening, this is the show for you. If you're not interested in this, that's fine, but it's not for you.
Yeah, and I think that's really a wise lesson that I learned the hard way in my life, you know, that not everything is for me. And I think we have a very, very in-tune audience here. And, you know, this is really an interesting question. My sense is, and I'm going to make a global statement, my sense is that we are hungry for spiritual messages. I don't know how to describe it any other way, Julia. Hungry is the word. Some people have said thirsty, but I think there's an inner hunger, you know, as if there's a void. And yet we may or may not know that these type of spiritual messages, this spiritual level of fulfillment, is really what we're seeking. Can you talk to that?
Sure. The way the energy is right now, because first of all, we're in the time between the ages, a 2,000-year cycle. Then we have the precession of ages, which is a 26,000-year cycle that's happening right now, when you can literally get on the elevator and go to a more exalted level of spirituality and self-knowledge. So I think we have all figured out now that whatever is wrong, it's something going on within us that keeps repeating, like a computer program. We need to reprogram ourselves. I put together a wide variety of information so that you can find some of the pieces that you need to reprogram yourself or see yourself in a different way. A lot of the people who are in this, I interviewed when I first went into my own spiritual work. I wrote interviews with them. We're friends. They helped me. So those people are in there. Some of the people I met along my path. Then there are a few people that my friends recommended or that I've met through Facebook or other sources. But everyone in there, I have a heart connection with. And when we say things through our heart, it resonates in a different way with our spiritual nature. And it helps us to open up to that universal light that's coming through right now. And so since deep down, we all know this is the time to embrace our inner self, our real light. It's the way to do it. I mean, you know, that's what we're all about if we're on this path. That's what you're doing with your show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that what I'm noticing, at least in, you know, the people that I talk to from time to time, is when there is a disconnect, meaning when the hunger isn't satisfied, either by an action that we take on our own or some other opening for us, it's getting very uncomfortable. You know, it's getting very uncomfortable. But I also think that there's something to learn in the discomfort of our own lives sometimes. What do you think?
Oh, definitely, because that's where we do the exploration. Mm-hmm. It's like if I teach people how to manifest, I teach them how to see and feel what it is that they want to create. When you're on that passage, whatever you want to manifest is always on a higher vibration. Whatever you need, that information is going to come in. As the information comes in, you see how to correct your program. So you learn what's wrong. You know, all the desires that we have are there for a real reason, and it relates to soul evolution, not just having.
And I think what we're talking about is the inner self, because that's right. What this summit is about. It's mm-hmm. really about the inner self. But let's talk about the power of that. Because that's also, you know, a large factor in this. Power is an interesting word and has been a real struggle for women in the past to use that word, whether it's to use it in a sentence or use it in referring to themselves as power or powerful. It's been really a journey. And even to this day, women have a very difficult time. And I'm not talking generalizations. There have been studies done on this and very specifically on that word. But this is a time to secure and accelerate an inner sense of power, isn't it? Could you talk to that? Because we are talking some sort of level of frequency.
Right. It's a higher frequency. It is a way of actually changing things in your life from the spiritual level. For example, Trudy Griswold talks about Angel. She wrote a bestseller about that. It's in its 24th printing or something, but she tells you how you can call on angels to be protected if you're walking down the street, how you can call on angels to feel better or to help you manifest more easily. Your inner power are things like intuition, feeling and hearing what other people are saying, which has been an empath, vibrating at such a rate that you magnetize things to you that you need for your growth or for your health, like abundance. You know, we all deserve abundance. How do you do that? Well, those are some of the things we talk about. And this whole process, as you step into your power, as you learn more to attune to who you really are, life starts to happen in a very different way. It's on a higher vibration. You may go out and drive to the store and there's no traffic. You may think about a person and they call you. More of the time, you end up in the right place at the right time. Of course, there are areas where you don't have that because we have to develop. But that's what it's about, is how do you develop these tools? How do you recognize them within yourself? How do you make your life easier and more aligned? And those are the powers that we all have that I think are just awakening in many of us.
What is the, I want to talk about this when we come back, because there's an impact of this. And also, you know, I'd love for you to share like who some of the speakers are. But what I want to talk about is impact, because this is a word that I find in today's world is one that we should be using on a regular basis, because there is an impact as a result of our behavior, as a result of our thoughts, a result of our actions, our frequency. There is an impact. And sometimes we think that impact is solely within, but other times we forget about the ripple effect. When we come back, I'd love to talk with you about the ripple effect of what it's like to bring these 20 beautiful souls together in unity with one collective message, but uniquely delivered. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Very special guest joining me here today, fabulous host of her own show, Julia Griffin. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, here's the thing. What we're doing today, and this is really exciting for many of us, to really see people gather together and bring a very powerful, powerful message available to all of you. This is something that I believe we need to do more of, because when folks organize or create this, and then the collective says yes to it, there's a message for all of us that is meant to be carried forward and then within us. And that's what Julia has done. Julia, do me a favor. Can you let folks know, first of all, how they can find out more about you? Because I think by getting to you, they'll also be able to get to the summit.
You mean where they can find out about me is my regular website, onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, and you have the URL for the summit, right?
Yes, and, you know, it is a big URL for the summit, and, you know, for those of you out there, one of the things that you want to start to do with this is, let me tell you what the summit is called, The Power of Interconnection, and it is a speaker series. And it's October 1st through 14th, right, Julia?
Yeah, so they have plenty of time.
But we're going to talk about now.
Yeah. Go ahead and sign up.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and sign up. But let's talk about the folks that have come together for this. Because I was just commenting as I clicked on the webpage during the break. And I was struck by the people and the energy of this page. Let's talk about who these folks are.
Sure. And first, I'm going to say they were really amazing. Every single one of these people, I just felt in my soul and within me. So, you know, that's not a normal way of interviewing people for me, but that's the way this one went. So some of these people would be Teme Gatsu. She does manifestation. We have Katana Abbott for prosperity, Jennifer Benito for feng shui. We have Jennifer Hoffman, who always speaks about the new world. Lama Tantrapa for dream yoga. Jill Mattson, music. Cicely Armstrong for intuitive diet and exercise, which is something I do on my own. Acutonics. We have Micah Nelson for plant medicine. Carolyn Casey, mythology. She's going to tell us how we're going in and out of the light and the darkness. Blossom Goodchild from Australia. She's going to talk to us about working our way through the new world and give us advice on that. Julianne Turner, your inner genius. Anya McAndrews, she talks about earth magic and earth changes. Jean Adrian and Cynthia Siegel on clearing past lives. And Shannon Willis on clearing our ancestors and our genetics.
You know, I was commenting and you were commenting about what happened when I went to the webpage to see all these, you know, see these voices and see these folks. But it's even more important than that, is there's an energy and a vibration to it. Why do you think that this particular summit for your speakers was so important? What was it about their saying yes to this that took on a life of its own?
I felt really called to do a summit, and I knew in April or May of last year that I would have to do it. You know, it was like the universe is going, you have to do this. So I was like, well, okay. And then I started doing the interviews, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much light. And there's something about these people together that has this very high and beautiful vibration together that is just amazing. You know, it's like they have put together their will, their strength, and they're doing this for all of us. And you can feel it. I mean, it's amazing.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is, in the messages and in the interviews, was there a theme that came through for each person, or were they unique?
They were all unique in some ways, but we all had these messages that came through. Move more into love and into the heart. It is a collective awakening that's going on now, and it makes everything super intense. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to participate in it? How are you going to see a better world? Then another part of that is what is your unique voice? What is your unique gift? And do you want to get in there and do you want to express it? And that was pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Corrine, who's in there on mantras, Corrine Champigny, she told us that TM says that if only 3% of the people in the planet would meditate every day, we would go ahead and go to the next level.
Wow. Wow. If only 3% did that.
If only 3% did that.
Well, you know, going to the next level is that also referred to as, you know, collective awakening? Because I think what we're seeing is awakenings at multiple levels. And what's happening, if we take a look at the outside world, the way that gets expressed sometimes, especially in the mainstream world, is through frustration and anger, meaning a frustration and anger of a hopelessness and a powerlessness. And what we're talking about here is looking for that inner power, right? That inner connection. Because, you know, where does this level of hopelessness and frustration originate from, Julia?
From lower consciousness. It's a lower earth vibration. So if we're in our heart, or we're connected to our higher self, or we're connected to the universe through meditation, we feel a great deal less of it. When we feel less of it, we change our emotions, we change our thoughts, and eventually we change our beliefs. When you change your beliefs, everything changes.
Oh, no kidding, right? And the other thing, too, that I'm really struck by is, especially now, you know, the storytelling, you know, the idea of storytelling. What I'm noticing about the folks on our network is the storytelling and the depth and the level of authenticity and that's being brought forward. It's absolutely uncanny to see it. There's such an energy in truth telling right now, unlike I've experienced before in my life. I've gone through multiple generations of begging for the truth, right? You know, protest march, whatever you want to call them, begging for the truth to be told. But this is a little bit different. This is the truth being told through story, you know, through coming forward. What was the storytelling like, or the level of sharing one's own journey from folks?
I think we have more of sharing one's own journey. But what I hear more from people are about those moments when they really thought they couldn't go on, but they decided that they could. And they connected with universal light. And everything changed. And they're not saying that's easy, but they are offering it as an alternative to the lower way in which people have lived in the past on the planet. And the interesting thing about that is when you talk about getting up to the light and changing yourself or receiving light to change, in the moment that you hear that, just as you and I are talking, we're experiencing more light.
One of the things I think I wanted to talk with you about with this is what you believe this summit and these voices coming together and the population hearing them, you know, what is it that we can look forward to in terms of impact? Because that's a word that I'm now using more often than I've ever used, because I do believe that everything we do, everything we say has an impact. And unlike the word consequence, I think impact has multidimensional layers. Where do you see impact being?
I see a whole lot of truth, which I don't think you usually get to hear that from that many people in that many different ways.
Right.
I always like to study truth. If I see something that I think is real, I'll go through other philosophies, other books. I might read, you know, the science behind it. I like to see truth from a lot of different perspectives. So that's there. Then there are a lot of different ways of creating what you want. What if I said you can just get a higher vibration by chanting or listening to this music or doing feng shui and changing your living room around? You can do this by calling on your angels. You can do this by being more aware of the earth and seeing what's going on when you walk out of the door. So it's a very wide range of different things that you can do And it goes all the way for people who maybe are just beginning to people who know a great deal on a higher level.
I received an email this morning, and one of the things that it said in the email was, take your power back. Mm-hmm. It was an email that was coming out to talk about take your power back. And the message in the email was what we talked about earlier in the show, was talking about power. Let's talk about power, right? And right. What that word really means. And I think it's time that that word emerge in a way, because there is power of the inner self, isn't there?
That's the very best things that have ever happened on this planet have been because people were aligned with their inner power. That's where the answers are. That's where your strength is. That's where our ability is to create differently. When many of us, just say in the same day, go into our inner self where we have connection to the universe and connection to our heart and visualize or think about good things, that is enough to create them. Changing the world is more about how we tap into our inner power and know that we have it. Know that it's there through our connection. I mean, from the beginning of time, there have been stories about miracles. Well, that just means that things in the material world are behaving in a different way. How does that happen? When we're connected to our heart and connected to the universe, and we see or feel things properly from a higher vibration, that's where all the real power is. People have already tried, you know, violence, protesting, carrying on emotionally. We know that doesn't work. What about harmonious emotions? What about planned actions? You know, what about things that are aligned with the universe when we want to create change?
I want to take a short break. When we come back, what about having it start right here with us? When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to listen? And I mean, the as Stephen Covey once said a long time ago, listening to understand. What is it about that? And why would that be so transformative as a result of listening to these amazing speakers, what Julia has put together? Why would that be the thing that could possibly move you from a place of immobility, of not moving, a place that would get you to step forward and yet step within? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper.
I love it. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Julia Griffin joining me here today. And we're talking about the upcoming summit that she has planned. And I want to tell you the dates are October 1st through the 14th. And, you know, this is really the gathering, a gathering of people so that we can all really remember that we have that inner strength, that inner power. And these are going to be the voices of people that if we listen and truly listen to understand, we have an opportunity to not simply transform, but we have an opportunity to transform in a way that each and every one of us will be able to have an impact in this world. And I think sometimes when we feel that what is the use, it's just me. But that just me part of you is the most important part we're talking about today. OneTrueSelf.com is Julia's website. And we're talking about this upcoming summit. Write the date down, October 1st through 14th. Julia, what else do you want to say before we talk about listening to understand?
This is something to elevate you, to elevate your consciousness, and to lift you into a new way of being. You can find me on Facebook, One True Self. That's the number one. I'll put up that URL for you. That's easier, probably. And you can click right through and sign up. It is something that will help you. I don't create anything that doesn't help people. It helped me, it will help you, and it will lift your consciousness and get you linked up with all the rest of us who are doing this work.
Yeah. And you know, this next thing I want to talk to you about with this is so important. Look, you've created this. This is audio, right? And I love mm-hmm. that you did that. And the reason I love that you did that is that because once upon a time, a gentleman by the name of Stephen Covey said that really the true form of listening is listening to understand. And that means that what you're listening to is something that is hitting you at a place where understanding converts to learning. And then what you do with that is up to you. But let's talk about the understanding aspect of this and why this is so important in the series, if you would.
Okay, we hear things and take them in more easily when we're just getting a sound frequency. I mean, of course, it's wonderful to watch a movie and see scenery. But instead of having speakers think about how they look and how they're coming across to you, you're just hearing them talk through their heart. Because it's sound only, you can listen to it while you walk. You can listen to it while you're cleaning up your kitchen. You can listen to it on the way to work. And you can listen to it again and again. When we listen, we're translating that through our minds and through our hearts and deciding what's valuable to us. If you think about it, I don't know if you know this, but our planet is held together by frequencies. So So some of the natural frequencies would be the sound of the wind through trees, birds, wolves howling, whales singing, dolphins making noises. All of these incredible frequencies make this a planet that we can live on and that we can move into love on. So when you're hearing just sound, it's the opportunity to attune to frequencies that make you more of who you are.
One of the things that I think that we're struggling with across the board is, you know, we look at the rise in suicide. We're looking at various things happen across the globe. But, you know, we're learning about our inner self. And the inner self has a goal, an objective, right? The inner self has a purpose. Tell us what that purpose is, because I don't think we talk about that enough.
For all of us, it's about evolution. Every time we come down, we're working with a different set of parameters for ourselves. If you're living at this time, you've chosen things that you really want to get over so you can get to your secret gifts, so you can express them on the planet, and so that you can be part of this awakening. When you do that, you move into a different set of vibrations. This set of vibrations that's higher and makes life move more easily. When enough of us do it, everything will transform pretty quickly. So your inner self is the part of you that says to you, oh, I think we should do this now. And it's usually a soft voice unless it's an emergency. Or why don't you just put that down and go for a walk through the garden for a minute. And you come back and you remember how beautiful life is. Or you have compassion for someone. You pray for them. You send them energy. Your inner self is always talking about, A, attuning to the universe. B, having the best life that you can where you are now. And C, opening up your powers and using the power of your spiritual gift. And that's different for everyone.
Yeah. I love what you just said, because this is really it. Each of us has these spiritual gifts. This is really, I think, the awakening of the power of the inner self, is that full, complete recognition, acceptance, right, and honoring that we all have spiritual gifts. And I really think, Julia, that this has been part of the discord, so to speak. It's that thinking that a select few have that ability, have that power. And that's really why what you've done is so very, very important. It is also a reminder to us that we have that within us. And it's there for us to use, right?
Right. And life gets so much better because when you start to read energy, whether it's through intuition or clairvoyance or clairaudience, you start to know when something resonates, in other words, if it's in harmony with you or not. And the more you do it, the more you know what's in harmony with you and what isn't. So the more well-advised your choices become.
Mm. Look. A lot of great things that you have done with this to bring these people together. This is really a very important move towards the collective and the collective awakening. So I want to thank you for all of that. I know you've studied all the speakers in this way of knowledge and understanding. I think it's one of the most important things we could do. I also think my fear and concern is it will become a lost art, but not by doing what you've done. So I want to honor you for that. Thank you for doing that. Julia, one last question. And again, please, this is so powerful. I can't wait. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And thank you for doing this.
That you are powerful. You do have the ability to be in the light. And you have so many gifts that you haven't opened up yet. And when you do, so many things that are frustrating and painful will fall out of your life, and I want that for you.
Mm. Julia, thank you so much for today. Really appreciate it. I'm going to make sure that folks hear about this pretty much every day. It's incredible. And thank you, and please thank all of your speakers that said yes to this.
Thank you so much for your generosity in having me here today. I appreciate it from my heart.
Well, I'm telling you, it is so, so needed. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Pat Show.
preceding audio was via a Skype call.